I'm curious, when you see a patient who has a lot of toxicity, in your mind, do you think it's going to be more likely that they're going to have some benefit?
The data from all the retrospective studies that have addressed this are a little bit all over the place in terms of some studies have shown clear correlations with toxicity and benefit. Others have been a little bit less certain. It's not so clear in all different treatment modalities. I think we think with PD-1 monotherapy, any toxicity that the patient has is kind of a good thing. But I guess I kind of use it in that I try to reassure the patients either way. If a patient's suffering from lots of toxicity, I encourage them, your immune system is raging. You know, I think this is a good thing that you're going to have a good tumor response. But I think the key is that you don't have to have terrible toxicity to have a benefit from these treatments. And so if I have a patient without any toxicity, I'll reassure them that you don't have to have toxicity to have a benefit. There is this notion that toxicity may be a good thing with immune therapy responses, but it's not so clear-cut in my mind across all the different studies that have been done. But it is a good way to reassure people if they're having bad toxicity. That does mean their immune system is turned on.
So, yeah, I guess you could say on the right target, we think.
Mm-hmm.